والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. Monday, 17th of April 2000. We are here again after the 12 days of Muharram to continue from where we left. The article that Muhammad Iqbal has spread around is to do with Qibla. This is Sheikh Muhammad Al-Asi, if you remember him from America. He's come here to UK. He's delivered several lectures. He has a column of tafsir in the Crescent International. And he's talked about Qibla, the change of Qibla from Jerusalem to Makkah and Makkah to Jerusalem first. Or rather, why it was Jerusalem first, because he suggests it was to break the pride of the Arabs, who considered and regarded Mecca as a custom. In their customs, it was regarded as their symbolic place. So, to test the Muslims, as the ayat says, we were testing you, to test the Muslims that what would prevail, their Arab customs or their covenant to Allah, their traditions, or their taqwa to Allah, and so on. And then when it was brought back from Jerusalem to the Kaaba, it gave a very strong blow to the Jews, who were always hyping on this fact, that our place that we considered so sacrosanct, is your Qibla. So it's an interesting article, and Muhammad Iqbal thought he would share it with all of you. You can read it in your own time, inshallah. Now, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 106. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Last time, we looked at abrogation, studying several examples as were contained in the book Al-Bayan fi Tafsir al-Qur'an by the late Ayatullah Khuwairi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And we ended with that verse of Najwa, right? Which is the verse that Imam Ali al-Islam is the only one who practiced that verse, which says, if you want to talk privately to the Holy Prophet, one-to-one, and before you do that, pay a sadaqah. And it is only Imam Ali al-Islam who did that. It went on for 10 days before the following verse, the verse that came after it, that said, now that it is difficult for you to do that, you can but pray and give zakat. Today we look at the verse Nunsiha. Nunsiha has got a very brief word in Tafsir al-Mizan. We got to understand, Nunsiha means from the word Nisyan. Nisyan is to forget. So whatever verse Allah says, whatever verse or sign, ayah is signed sometimes, whatever verse we abrogate or make you forget, Nunsiha is Nunsiha, it is not Nansa. Not we forget, it is Nunsiha, we make you forget it. Forget the verse. So, in Surah Al-A'la, Surah number 87. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sabbih isma rabbika alladhi. Sabbih isma rabbika al-A'la alladhi khalaqa fasawwa wa alladhi qaddara fahada wa alladhi akhraja mar'a faj'alahu ghutha'an ahwa. Sanuqri'uka fala tansa. Sanuqri'uka, we shall recite to you, or we shall make you recite. فَلَا تَنْسَى, you will never forget. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, except what Allah wishes. Now, the Sunnis say that here when Allah says, أَوْ نُنْسِهَا, that we make you forget, this verse falls under the category, because there is a categorical verse that says, you will never forget, فَلَا تَنْسَى, إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, except what Allah wishes. So, these kinds of verses that Allah makes him forget, that is mentioned in this particular verse, 2106, falls under the category, under the exception in Surah Al-A'la.
Are you with me?
In Surah Al-A'la, Allah clearly says that we shall make you recite and you will never forget except what Allah wishes. Here Allah says that the verses that we abrogate or make you forget, we replace it with something better or similar. Now we are looking at the verses that Allah makes the Holy Prophet forget. Are these verses, when there he has categorically said the Prophet will never forget except what he wishes? So these verses that he forgets, he makes the Prophet forget, fall into the category of illa ma sha Allah, except what Allah wishes. So there are certain verses that Allah wished, Allah wanted the Prophet to forget, and the Prophet forgot. That's what Allah is saying here. This is the Sunni tafsirah. Whereas Ayatullah Tabatabai refutes that and says there is no logic behind there being a verse which Allah wants to make you forget. If Allah wants the Prophet to forget something, right? Why mention it? It goes beyond every logic to mention, I gave you something and made you forget it. There is no logic at all. And that is why the Nunsiha is referring to, Ayatullah Tabatabai feels, the signs other than the verses of the Quran. That you forget the time of Musa, you forget the time of Isa. And that is why every now and then we bring about a messenger who, you know, reinstates what we sent to a prophets earlier. The people forget. These same signs will come back. That is why the reminder in the Holy Quran is that look at those people, you forget it.
Right? Then why call it reminder?
Dhikr. Right? So, he says it is referring to that. Now, how does he refute the Sunnis? That is interesting. How does he refute the Sunnis that say, who say that this also falls under the illa masha Allah, which technically they have a point. Right? He refutes it with the verse 11108, Surah Hud, verse number 108. Amachina, you got to understand, if somebody who wants to do the tafsir of the Quran has to have the whole Quran on his fingertips to be able to cross refer at any time. You see, 107 and 108. If you look at starting from 106, 106, 107, 108, Allah is talking about the people in the fire of hell and the people in Jannah. Right? He says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا فَفِي النَّارِ لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدٌ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا means?
Abiding
there forever. What is it translated as? Eternally.
No.
Huh?
Abiding there. Yes, for as long as the heavens and the earth and the world. They shall be in the heaven.
They shall abide therein.
خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They shall be in it.
خَالِدِينَ is not دَخِلِينَ.
خَالِدِينَ means living in it.
خُلُود. Khulud is eternal. Hum fiha khalidun. No, no, no. Khulud.
What is abada?
Abada is verifying it, is emphasis.
No, abada also was forever. Khalidina was living there.
No, 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 no. You see, that is what everybody. Khulud is dhikra khalida.
In all the translations, it means to live in. Where it is written as Khalidin means to abide in there. Most of the translations are similar.
But the rest of the verse says, abiding therein so long as the heavens and the earth endure, which means forever.
مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ. How can that be? It's an interesting verse, huh? Very interesting. Because how can you be in heaven as long as the skies and the earth are there? That's what it says, isn't it? In hell or heaven, whatever, the two verses have the same thing. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Even in Jannah, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا فَفِي الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ عَطَاءً غَيْرَ مَجْدُودٍ. Now, عَطَاءً غَيْرَ مَجْدُودٍ has been translated as what?
Unseasoned.
Huh? Unseasoned.
Unseasoned.
Ah, never stop, ne? Never stop the permanent jail. Khalidin, you got to understand, hum fiha khalidun, they are going to be there forever, permanently. From the word khulud.
Well, not quite permanently, as long as...
This must have a meaning. What is the link? There must be something else. I don't want to comment before we get there. Yeah, I just want to comment on the illa ma sha'a rabbuk. We are studying that. Illa ma sha'a rabbuk. Right? Except what Allah wishes. When He's already said that He wishes for them to be permanently there. Khalidina fiha. Right? You see, what Allah is trying to say that whatever happens, at the end of the day, it is His wish that has taken place. And apne koi shak nahi ki when a verse is abrogated or when a sign is forgotten, we can only remember with His wishes. Right? So that sign is forgotten. Except what Allah wishes is just the mentioning of a general statement that Allah has power over everything. Don't forget that. It is not specifically referring to that forgetting of a verse or abrogating of a verse. It is a general statement that Allah has power over everything and whatever is happening with His mashiyat, any mashiyat. That is why it has been mentioned. So there is no link. Just like here, Allah has said, has decreed that whoever is happy, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا فَفِي الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ خَالِدُونَ. Right? سُعِدُوا اتلي happy. فَفِي الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Right? They will be. He has decreed that. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ. Let those who are happy will not be in heaven. That will be going against His own decree. So all He is saying is that even that decree that anybody who is happy will be in heaven is by His wish. That is what He's trying to say. And so the verse that says here...
So the translation here isn't quite accurate when they say accept that. And you can't use the word accept. Accept means, you know, accept.
You see, that's why I say, the verse has been translated using the dictionary. The meaning that has been taken in the translation is the literal meaning. Like Khalidina. Anybody has Arabic dictionary, you have one. Right? Anybody else? Go home and check Khalada. Khalada. Matlab Suraj. Okay, tell me, so Ayatul Kursi no joke or translation? Ayatul Kursi no chali ayat nadi?
They shall abide therein.
Bas.
No question.
That's
why Khalidina means to live in a place. That's why Abu Dhabi is
there. There's one very interesting ayah where they talk about...
I think it's in Ali Imran.
I remember this in Ali Imran. It's in Surah Amma, Surah Amma. A small surah. It says about Jahannam, it says Khalidina fiha. And Jannat, it says Abada. And then it ends, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an thalika liman khashiya rabbah.
جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الانهار خالدين فيها ابدا.
خالدين فيها
شيء برابر شيء
فلا بلا نتي
جهنم ماتي نكري شكي شيء جنت ماتي نكري نكري.
I thought the abada being absent in the Jahannam verse in the same surah
means it was eternal.
Means that God, but she after, you know how we say that you go for your sins and then Allah may remove you with His mercy. That
is why I thought,
ek
ma'abad achi, ek ma'abad achi, I remember thinking that. There must be a difference in the qualifying word, abad.
Perhaps it will
define
permanent.
I think I'll check on that. This is my understanding of Khalidin. I have always understood Khalidun as eternally, permanently. It's interesting. Next two questions.
Later, can
Right.
He says they will dwell there in more
than just that.
Abide there in?
Dwell,
yeah. Bas. So he uses Khalidin as dwelling.
Says Khalidin. This is the word which is usually translated dwell forever or dwell for I. Here it is definitely.
Dwell for?
Like.
A-I. Here it is definitely connected with two conditions. One, as long as the heavens and the earth endure, and two, accept as God wills.
Right, so this is the word Nunsiha. أو ننسها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها ألم تعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير. Right. Any questions before I go ahead? No questions. Good. How is your part of the verses? You will find these verses are again more.
Nunsiha Pashi, there is a word Nitya, there is a clause right at the end, it says we replace
Kilometer. Na'ati bi khairim minha aw mithliha.
So it would apply to Nunsiha as well, right?
Yeah. Because it's talking about ayah.
Yeah. So can it be that obviously the people are being addressed, right? We're not just the prophet. Yeah.
মানসও ভুলে যায় তো ইট ইজ নট রিপ্লেসড বাই আ বেটার ওয়ান মানসও ভুলে যায় তো ইয়াদ দেওয়ামা আবে ই যায়
দ্যাট
ইজ দ্য ডিফারেন্স
অর রিপ্লেসড উইথ আ বেটার এক্সাম্পল মেবি আই মেবি দেয়ার আর গ্রুপস অফ দেয়ার পিপল রাইট এক বাই কুরআন মা খোদা কইছে কে এলা মা বিজা দেয়ার সাম পিপল আর টোল ইউ বাট সাম পিপল আর নট টোল প্রফিটস না বারে মাছ
কসস না মালুম
সাম প্রফিটস আই টোল ইউ বাট এন্ড সাম ইউ ডোন্ট নো অ্যাবাউট রাইট ইট মাইট রিফার টু দেম কে অ্যাজ দ্য স্টোরি অর দ্য ট্র্যাডিশন অফ আ সার্টেন প্রফিট ফেডস আউট গড when he rebrings it again from another prophet he brings the story of a different prophet what is the better example for the people maybe
It's possible.
Especially like, if you think about it this way, the Jews never got the benefit of studying about the Jews and their mistakes. Right? So we got the benefit of
study.
That prophet's experiences and his people's experiences.
Makes a lot of sense.
And the Jews never got that.
Because there are certain prophets,
they were living it.
There are certain prophets whose lives just faded out from history, for example.
Oh, there must have been. There's thousands, isn't it?
Thousands, not a few.
There must have been so many
other wakiyat, right? We have forgotten that because we can replace that with better examples.
Yeah, but
this is the word that shifts the focus on ayah being just a verse of the Holy Quran to assign.
Most of the tafsirs are saying it's not a verse. Most of them are saying it has got to be a sign.
And Sunnis say it is mainly a verse of the Holy Quran. Or they say it is referring also to a verse. But the Shias also say it may be referring to a verse as well.
The K verse. Which verse did you forget?
Well, the Sunnis even believe the Khalifas can abrogate the Quran.
First,
no, I mean, it's proof, there is, to do that.
Can't the abrogation be a sign as well, rather than a verse?
Ha, it's such as abrogation and a cancellation of the television, yeah? So that means kai mojiz wa'ayu. But she removed that and replaced it with another mojiza, right? Both these mojizas were signs. But the first one has now been replaced with a second one which is either similar to it or better than it, right? So that is what Allah is trying to say. Jare ayah kali shabda wapreno che. People have thought ki ayah is referring to the verse of the Quran. That is where the problem is.
You said in last week that there was only two.
Yeah, basically referring to Ayatollah like, Khoi's example, Kali Bia Pasukesi.
Which is the
change of hukum.
Yeah. And the other one was
Najab.
Yeah, the giving of sadaqah.
However, this verses are now very these verses are now very akhlaqiyatumurj. In the sense that they have a spiritual bearing on ourselves and our conscience. Okay, very remind yourselves, see what you're doing, where you're heading. And again, it brings up the classic example of the Jews. Like you say, every time Allah wants to refer to us, He refers to the Jews and say, look at what the Jews did. Are you just repeating yourself? Are you not learning from the Jews? And if you say, verse number 108, it says, أَمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَن تَسْأَلُوا رَسُولَكُمْ كَمَا سُؤْلَ مُوسَىٰ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Imagine if you ponder over this verse and you look at the social dimensions of this verse. When I say ponder and social dimensions, I mean you look at it from our perspective of life. The meaning is very clear, and that meaning can be pondered over in anybody's life. You know, somebody can be in Arabia 1400 years ago, and today we look at it. Okay. يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Right? That means you are changing over, replacing Iman with Kufr. Right? And this action is equal to the fact that Allah says before that, أَمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَن تَسْأَلُوا رَسُولَكُمْ كَمَا سُئِلَ مُوسَىٰ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Right? Do you want to make the same demands and ask from your Prophet what Musa had been asked before him? What had Musa alayhi salam been asked?
Show me Allah.
Show miracles.
Show miracles. Right? Endless demands, one after another. Basic thing was they were never satisfied. Never satisfied. The Jews never got to the stage where they said, how are we managing? We will stop now.
But their intention was never in asking.
Their intention, they wanted to make it worse and more difficult, thinking that it's going to be very difficult for Musa to prove anything. But now that particular attitude of ceaseless demands, of asking continuously, of making more difficult demands on the Prophet, is equal to and is tantamount to replacing Iman with Kufr. That is what Allah is saying in His verse. Right? وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. This is the interesting part. سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ إِلَّا any path. Either of them. That means even in his path of kufr, he is not a complete kafir. And in his path of iman, he is not a path of a complete mu'min. Ajafaysia, this particular state, where you are neither here nor there, is the worst possible state you can be in. Again, that shows our weakness in our own understanding. Sawa as-sabil, either.
Not correct.
No. Whether you forgive, you seek forgiveness for them, or you don't seek forgiveness for them, Allah will not forgive. سواء استغفرت لهم أم لم تستغفر لهم لن يغفر الله لهم. Quran ayat, right? So ضل سواء السبيل اتلي either of the path. I'm also translation.
The right path.
The right direction of the way.
Right direction of the way?
Yeah.
He indeed has lost the right
path.
Okay, I didn't think.
Huh? What's the definition of the wind?
No, you're beginning to worry. You worry me, huh? Oh, money, yeah, you want to. Am I going on the wrong path? Is my understanding wrong? Because I understand it, and I understand it in its pure Arabic form.
I think it makes more sense in this way, can it?
Okay.
God says if whoever exchanges kufr for iman,
then has lost the right path.
Yes. He has lost every path. Everybody is on some path. Whether he is on the right or the wrong path, he can't be on a third path. I mean, if you say he does not even like to be on the wrong path,
how would you translate
that? Who are these people? These are people who say they have iman, right?
Tafsir ma che kala all the jan pachi aayo paigambar pas. Keva, if you are on the right, to haira came to me. If you are really on the right, to haira came.
Ela komu samach?
Samach ki yahudi aaye ba taunt karo amare yasir ne yamani. Ha. Kena jawab ma. Sorry, let's the next time. In the jawab ma amar take a victory and defeat in a war is not a criterion for the right of the man to the message of
Muslim. Yeah. So M.I.A. is number one.
Are these people related to the
Bali
when you talk about
the Bali?
Or is it? Yeah, that is the Surah Al-Fatiha.
What
else is it? It's the
same
one.
Huh?
We refer to it. Is it
related
to that?
Related in the sense it is the same meaning, Dalib.
So, how would you translate that sentence, فَقَدْ ظَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ فَقَدْ ظَلَّ and they have lost سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. How would you translate it?
I don't want to comment.
ظَلَّ is straight.
ظَلَّ is from ظَلَّ.
To straight.
To straight.
Yeah.
Right. From the word Badlin, as he says, so Badal, right?
So that's what I'm saying. So what's the word? Any path would be any path.
That is what I understand it as, yeah. And I want to verify that, please.
Yeah.
Karam ke Badla Sawa as Sabil. That's not the French word. Right path.
Isn't there a
path? The right path.
I was put out of the right path. Isn't there an ayat in the Quran somewhere that Amma Yamshi Sawiyan ala Sirat al Mustaqim? Isn't that Sawiyan the same word here? It's like, is he who walks on his face better than he who walks Sawiyan ala Sirat al Mustaqim? Right?
It is. You see, the word is the same. What I'm saying is,
in that context, I thought Sawiyan means upright.
Upright, fixed, firm.
Sawiyan ala sirat, as opposed to mukibbar.
So you can see the different usages. Sawa as sabi.
Do I write as in not correct, but write as I am?
There are two things I have to do with this. Anybody who will drop me an email to remind me?
Where?
Hi?
That's
all.
I don't get
reply. What is the other thing?
Declares that the reward of the virtuous shall continue forever. For Miramadi language.
This is باقی آیت چھے ایچ خالدین 11:108 We should look at verse 108 with a clarification on سواء السبيل and the verse of خالدین with verse 11:108 yeah? إن شاء الله. ود كثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق فاعفوا واصفحوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره إن الله على كل شيء قدير. You remember last time we did this verse? Anybody remember? حتى يأتي الله بأمر. This is just describing a state that we have to be aware at all times. Look, Christians and Jews will want you, will wish you to change from your faith into something that is kufr. Right? Why? حَسَدًا مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنْفُسِهِ. This is out of jealousy. بَعْدَمَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. After what they know is right. Right? They, it's been clear for them as well. Okay, what is right. After that, they will feel jealous. You remember the story of the Jews, they were waiting for the Prophet. They were waiting for a Prophet to come during that time from that region. You remember that, yeah? And when it happened to be an Arab and not a Jew, that jealousy slowly came up. They knew, okay, this is the true Prophet who we have been waiting for so long. And they were trying to hide the fact from their own public. So, they, what they tried was to deviate the Arabs from believing in the Prophet. They said, وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنْ Allah is saying, وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِمَانِكُمْ كُفَارًا حَسَدًا مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنْفُسِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. Now, they will try to convert you. That is what Allah is saying. They would love to convert you. Wadda. Wadda is from mawadda. Right? Fa'afu wasfahu. In reply, don't fight them. Fight karwati kainatha. They are trying to convert you. They are trying to apply all kinds of pressures to convert you. From your faith to kufr. فَعْفُوا وَصْفَحُوا. Ignore them and be nice to them. فَعْفُوا etle pardon them. Right? وَصْفَحُوا etle, you know, harmony money. Live with them. But be aware that this is what they're trying to do. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِ. Until such a time when Allah will come out. And this is the until that was confusing. People said, is this an open verse when it says, you can live in peace and harmony with non-Muslims and you don't have to fight them. You don't have to fight the Jews because the verse says so. Right? But the verse does not clarify, okay, are they adopting peaceful means or violent means? They want you to convert. If they want you to convert using force, then you have to fight with force. But what the kathirum min ahl al-kitab, they would love to do it. How they are doing it has not been mentioned in this verse. Right? So, as they show attempts to convert you, be nice to them. But be aware. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. And established prayers and give charity. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عَنْدَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. All you have to do is to do good deeds. For whatever you send out there. تُقَدِّمُوا is to send forward. Right? لِأَنفُسِكُمْ for yourself. مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عَنْدَ اللَّهِ. Yes?
Questions. From what I understand, Ayat Mati, they're going to turn you back into unbelievers out of envy. Is that the understanding?
Yeah.
From my understanding, a Christian will stand and try and convert you because he believes he's really right. The same way a Muslim will try and convert
an indigenous person from somewhere, or another person, but he believes his religion is right. So envy kate, I don't understand.
How much
you're converting because, okay, I understand reference to the time the Jewish know of Prophet Muhammad or another. I don't understand in today's time frame. It's not, why would, I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. He's a Muslim preacher, why is he preaching? Not out of envy, the old Christian there, the Muslim man, okay, he actually believes his religion is right. The Christian guy has just as much right to believe his religion is the correct one. And that is why he's preaching to the people.
So do you really think that all Muslims preach just because they think their religion is right?
No, not necessarily. But then you get into connotations, like, okay, Mayakosha, how do they convert? You can go into the whole story of missionaries converted all the Africans came in. Then how did they start the empire spread? A lot of violence. You know, then there's all these connotations.
No, well, one point there, just for example, you say that it's commonly believed Islam was spread by the sword. Indonesia is the largest country, Muslim country in the world. Malaysia, no Muslim army has ever reached those shores.
No, okay, so, but what I'm saying
and the second point on the thing, just a my understanding, is there are no preachers in Islam. Islam says, you teach those people who was asked to come to ask you to learn. I don't think you go out there trying to teach people who don't want to learn.
Yeah,
as
okay.
Opposed to Christians who try and force you because if you don't convert you, they won't go to heaven or something.
No, but it's the same thing. At the end of the day, they're going to say convert or else. That is the implication.
Islam's never said that. There's
no, but maybe the way people interpreted it or maybe the way people behaved afterwards can give you that indication. That's just what I know from history. That's a separate point. That's fair because it's a generalization. But I don't understand in today's age.
Imagine the aim behind the verse is to make you aware that anybody trying to convert you is not doing it for your interest only. They have an ulterior motive. Jealousy was the motive then. Jealousy may not be the motive today. It may be something else.
No, but everyone has to have some motive for doing
this is what everybody has a motive for preaching. The British were doing that. The Christian missionaries who came at that time, back in East Africa in the late 19th century, they might have those. People who are doing it might be doing it genuinely for Christianity, but the people who are supporting them, right, were other motives. So, basically, our verse Niyandar is the only thing we have to take into account is to understand that anybody who comes to us with a good word of their religion or of our religion, we have to be careful and be aware that objectively analyze this, what is the motive there. Allah is trying to draw the attention of the people then, historically. Right? Because they envy the fact that the Prophet was not a Jew. Right? They know the truth. And it is a fact. Historically it is a fact. Okay, the Jew and the priests, the rabbis, they knew the fact. He is the promised Messiah. That is in their scriptures. Right? But, jealousy. Sunni Sharif Allah Sharif, Khitami Sharif Badawi. Sharif Ahmad Badawi Shia kya tha? Sharif Badawi Marhum Pote Shia kya tha? Sharif
Badawi
Shia kya tha? Sharif Badawi Shia kya tha? Sharif Ahmad Badawi Shia kya tha? Marhum kya tha? Hoi, Shitla Sunni Alim Zatan Badawi Sharif Khitami, Sharif Ahmad Badawi Ato Malim Khamis. These people were Sunni scholars. And they had discussions. Now I'm talking of 50s, 60s, with Mawlana Sayyid Akhtar Rizvi, Marhum Aghamehti, and Marhum Mulazam. Right? They used to have discussions, and I know Marhum Mulazam used to learn from them the language, Sunni resources, but they didn't ask him. But he argued with them, Shiana resources, Sunni resources, Maya, you know that kind of thing. Imam Marhum Sharif Badawi became a Shia, Sharif Ahmad Badawi Nobak. He became a Shia. Sharif Khitami, who was a very pro-Shia up to now, he's still alive, he hasn't died yet. He's an old man now. These are his words. 이게 호시야 타오 니어 헨디부터 무슨 꼬내지? Right. They don't want to become a Shia. Why? Because they are content, or rather they thrive on the kind of, attention they get.
They said that
if we became Shias, would you Indians, because the Shias were only Indians there in East Africa, would you Indians kiss our hands? Right? So that means that they were constantly...
The one who said to Papa that to, when they were talking about Imam Zamana, he said to my owner. Papa told me one.
But at least you pay attention to
that.
That is...
One of these Ali said, you know, he was Sunni. Ah. Sunni Shia, talking about Imam Mehdi. He said to my owner. We have seen him. Converse with him.
Because these Sunni scholars, they were high caliber scholars, eh? Like in Lamu, in Zanzibar. Sheikh Abdullah Saleh al-Farsi, he was not an ordinary person, he was a very well-versed, learned person. But he rejected the Shia faith. Let me come to where I'm coming from. You see, these people preached Sunnism. They were people who would go onto the pulpits, they were people who would lead prayers and preach Sunnism and keep people away from Shiaism, knowing the truth. For what reason? Whatever is right, anybody would accept. People would hide right and truth for an ulterior motive. This is what the verse is.
In fact, it calls Christians and Jews that the Quran even mentions their prophets as they see it. They would like, if you go to any Christians or Jews, for them Christianity and Judaism is monotheistic religion, Islam is categorized with Hinduism and Buddhism. Somewhere are those people. They would not even like to consider that Islam talks about Jesus and Moses and Abraham.
Sheikh Saleh Abdullah Farsi, the chief qadi of Kenya, marhum. Agha Mehdi marhum to me. Zanzibar, when they were students together, they used to study the Quran, they used to study Tafsir together. Agha Mehdi once told me, he told me, Sheikh Saleh Abdullah Farsi and Agha Mehdi were sitting alone in the mosque. They were arguing and discussing. And Sheikh Saleh Abdullah Farsi tells him, Agha Mehdi, I know this is right and I bear witness. And I not only testify, I make the walls of this mosque testify. Bear witness. I am accepting Ali as the first successor. Right? Sheikh Saleh Abdullah Farsi, in Zanzibar, when he was a young man. Why? Because he got that post. He was raised.
He's Qadi of Kenya, eh?
But she was.
Okay, fair enough. But you know, leading on from your point, we had an interesting discussion about a couple of months back. Forget Jews and all this, even the Shias. There is a hadith to say that Imam Zaman al said that ulama, knowing who he is, will also be reluctant to put their weight behind him. Currently, Allah can know your position is standing, it's just suddenly being deteriorated, the platform on which they are so raised. Suddenly, with Imams coming, they lose that power. And there will be a lot of them saying, creating doubt, or being half-hearted. Currently, they know that Allah can know your support, I'm not supposed to give you straight away.
Jai Zada, after that, I'll go among my good person.
Yeah, but I must say, most of it, I don't believe that any particular religion will say, I'm sure 90, I'm not putting numbers, but I'm sure a vast majority of Sunni ulama believe Sunnism is the right way of life.
So he's not talking about that majority, he's talking about that minority.
No, the Shia might have said that minority.
Of course, the Shia
might. What I'm saying is,
the majority of any religion don't believe anything.
No, after we are talking the concept of missionaries in general. Quran ayat says that Ahlul Kitab would love to see you deviate from the right path.
Talk about the scholars.
Ahlul Kitab. Ahlul Kitab, in the you would classify the Orientalists who research on Islam and give you a version of Islam that is suitable to their needs. Right? They are giving you the version of Islam. They want. They have researched. Now if you have faith on that, what kind of religion? We rely more on those kind of researches and say, okay, university my research kero che, and therefore, but you don't understand. Allah says that these are the people who would love to see you deviate from your straight path.
Can I give you an example?
Basically, it's a warning for each and every generation to come.
That's what Hassan is trying to say. Okay, he can understand this verse at that time. He's asking the question, okay, how do we apply it today? Right? That's what the question is. Okay, a verse is applicable throughout times. Right? And this particular verse is still applicable now. Okay, even today, these Ahlul Kitab, we are being warned by Allah. Okay, they will do these things. They will love to see us away from all that.
When I was at university, some of the people, non-Muslims, who were studying Islam then, what you call Orientalists, were actually taught in their classes that what the Prophet was reciting, the Quran was never written down in a book, was written on leaves and bits of paper near there, and the goats had eaten some of them, and this and this. These were what they were taught, and they believed, and they were spreading. And this is what you call Orientalists.
Orientalists study Islam as a science rather than
spiritual belief. There's a lot of propaganda there, because the simple question that you ask, when the Prophet said, I leave behind you my book, the first thing, so where out of all the 100,000 people, did anybody raise their hand and say, which book are you talking about? Nobody said that. So there was a book. But they actually professed that there were no books, that everything was compiled from bits and pieces here and there after the Prophet's death. Which is nonsense. Reason tells you it's nonsense. But that's the syllabus in the university.
As part of lobby, after about 10 years ago, you could only study Islamiyat from people like that. You couldn't study Islamiyat from Muslims in the West.
This was 15 years ago.
Right, if you look at the next verse after that, you will see that the Christians and Jews were trying to establish themselves. Okay, they are the only people on the right path. And what they were trying to, they purported ke elo ko siway koi jannat mane kare. وَقَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا. Right. They said, nobody will enter heaven except somebody who is a Jew or a Christian. Tilka amaniyum, that is their, what is amani? Claim? Amaniyum, ambition, that's all.
Wishful thinking.
Qul hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqin. હવે આપણે જો કે આપણે જન્નતમાં જઈશું તો આપણે શું સ્મૂથ કે છે ક્રિશ્ચિયન્સ એન્ડ જ્યુઝ સે અલ્લાહ સેસ કે કુલ હાત બુરહાનકુમ ઇન કુન્તુમ સાદિકીન વેર ઇઝ યોર એવિડન્સ ઇટ સેસ
As if it is both of them. They say, I think what it means is that the Jews say only we and the Christians say only we, although they are not
everything. That's although that other meaning that you're saying, it could be translated as that as well, right? But what Allah is trying to say is that the Jews will say none other than the Jews will go.
Actually changed 1:13 much amazing. The one after the next.
وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء وقالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء وهم يتلون الكتاب
So, after we believe that only Muslims will go to heaven, or we believe all people will go to heaven? Like if we believe only Muslims, then in a way you can categorize us in exactly the same position.
But Allah is saying in the Quran, He's saying there's a very wishes.
The point that they're saying if you're a Christian you'll go to heaven. What we're saying is even if you claim to be Muslim, who told you you're going to go to heaven? If I claim to be I'm a Muslim today, I'm a Muslim. Who says I'm going to go to heaven?
Well, put the criteria there that you have to
do
good.
Woman aslama wajhahu lillah wa huwa muhsin.
Submit and do good. Make up.
So that the answer is you've got to submit first. Muslim, how?
Just, just being labeled as a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim for that matter does not qualify you for Jannah. No, that's what Allah is saying.
So my point here, what I'm saying is very one-sided. But obviously from, let's say, like David Abelkund, a Christian can say, you people say, if I'm Muslim, then I go to Jannah.
Okay?
Said that, what I'm saying, I'm trying to be a very...
You are on the road to Jannah.
You see, you are treating these two as separate entities. They are not. We are, as Muslims, we are something that encompasses Christianity, Judaism, and the message of our Holy Prophet. Whereas they stopped the buck. So, okay, after Musa, they don't want to believe the Jews. After Isa, the Christians don't want to believe anything. We say, no, we believe in Musa al-Islam, we believe in Isa al-Islam, and we believe the message of the Holy Prophet. You see the difference?
I'm just trying to readdress the balance here because I'm sure if you go to a Christian today saying, okay, you're Christian, you're going to go to heaven, logic will say no unless I'm a good Christian. He's not going to say yes, I have an automatic
ticket.
Ajkal, good Christian, no meaning is nothing. Christians don't have any principle. You look at the church, accommodate the modern world. The church is blurring every line there is. The lie, you know, there was no kids without marriage, you can baptize illegitimate children.
Where he is coming from, he is putting the Christian, the Jews and the Muslims at par with each other. And that is not true. Because you cannot compare a Muslim with a Christian and say, okay, he believes in God, he believes in God. No. What happens is that Muslim is more than a Christian, that he encompasses Christianity and Islam. Islam is a religion that has encompassed the messages of all prophets put together. Whereas a Christian has stopped, so that means his submission to Allah is only to a certain time. Right? A good Christian, and let's say ke banne muhsin che, for example, wa huwa muhsin itle ke they are good, like, good neighborliness, parents, social life, masara, badu sara, chori na kare, koi nu khotu na bole, badu main. Right? So, it is purely now on the belief sector. The belief ni under the submission that Allah wants is total submission to what He sent. Right? The Jews say, up to here we are ready to believe, thereafter we don't believe. Christian ke na ek paglo adare. Ame aya suni tayar. Right? Muslims say, no, we are ready, everything up to the Prophet. So it's like three pieces of strings. Right? Where the Muslims have the longest bit. The Christians have the shorter one, and the Jews even shorter. You can't put them at par. You can't compare Islam with Christianity and Islam with Judaism, or even for that matter, Christianity with Judaism. And that is where Tuji argument does not fit into this. You understand what I'm saying? What Allah is saying, man aslama wajhahu lillah, 112 ma jake che, whoever submits himself to Allah. And submission includes believing in every revelation he has sent, every messenger he has appointed. Muhsin. No, aslama ladajah, Muslim ladajah. Man aslama wajhahu lillah.
Will
include Islam up to today, up to the Holy Prophet. Because Islam is Islam, submission is submission, whether it is during the time of Prophet Ibrahim or Prophet Musa or Prophet Isa or Prophet Muhammad. If you decide to choose only halfway and say, "Kine, oh, Musa sabna manuchu," so that is not total submission. That is partial submission.
But in Christian Mate, Nabi says, let's say the top, right? He wants to be minor to him, that is his spectrum of total submission.
Right? But is that a correct to
from my interpretation, or with I'm a Muslim? From his interpretation, yes, he's correct.
Like, well, why has he come to that interpretation? Why have you come to this interpretation? Why has he come to that interpretation?
That's human life, they should explain. Everyone has a different belief.
Forget beliefs and that. So just take the, what is the truth?
Yeah, forget what anyone thinks, what anyone believes. The truth remains that Allah sent the last prophet Muhammad and all the Imams after him. And he's basically said, you know, you have to submit to them. All humankind, all mankind, whatever you mean. So the fact remains, whatever anyone has, whatever interpretation of it or whatever, that is the truth. And it's up to every single mankind to say that this is the truth. It's not down to you to say, well, I interpret it this way, or I interpret that. At the end of the day, the Quran is the word of Allah. For a Christian, for a Jew, for an
is it true that you say, for example, a Christian sheikh who is not going to really respond to Islam,
okay?
He's living in a sheltered life like this. But as far as Christianity goes, he tries his utmost to be told to be in the
Jannah. And after that, must be able.
Okay, we can explain later. It is a conundrum question. I don't think any one of us will answer that. Because there is, you know, you can't answer for God. Khuda jo hai any opportunity. Suppose this fellow was exposed to truth and he received clear arguments about Islam. He read something. He chose to ignore it. Why? Because of some inner fear of loss of security in his own church. Or whatever reason. He decided, this looks true, but I won't investigate it.
Okay.
And his position is definitely less than the guy who never ever came across any Islamic theory. He lived for his religion and he thought, God wants this from me and I'm going to do my utmost to do it. But God decided at the end, nay, ever was the one. And I'm not in favor of telling Christians that you are going to hell.
But Quran is a book for everybody.
No, but they are going to hell. From a Christian
point of view,
it's
the truth. It's the truth. What do we believe?
From a Christian point of view,
that's not the point. It's the truth.
You see, there are some Christians who have told me in my face, "Get too many argument levy there," and I'll tell you even now, I'm not going to believe it, no matter how sensible it is. Now that fellow, right? Surely he is more guilty than the one who never came across.
You're looking at how to argue with that. But the fact you make, this is the truth. Whatever.
For a Christian, the last.
This is the truth for everyone. It is the truth. But whoever, if you accept it, not for us, but everyone on the planet. Yeah,
they don't see it. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, I mean, no Christian is going to say yes, okay.
I'm not saying, forget what they say.
We agree this.
But we're looking at it from them.
Yeah, okay, that's different. But you have to accept. Yeah, all mankind, this is the book of all
mankind. According to us, but not according to them.
It's the truth, whether we believe it or you don't believe it. There is an ultimate truth, right? There's a truth.
Yeah, yeah, obviously. But according to a Christian, this isn't.
Yeah, I accept that. But what you think? Yes, the Christian, according to Christian, this is not the truth. What is Old Testament, New Testament?
Allah will judge between them. In what they differ.
That is the Jews and the Christians, not between the Muslims and the Christians. That has already been judged in the Quran.
Just as I say, if somebody is a Christian, they have never come across Islam, never heard of it, and he is following Christianity to the best, what happens to him?
Like you said, it's a kind of thing, yeah?
Allah will judge.
This is certainly more true in the olden times when, communication remained. At the end, I don't think in the 21st century anybody can claim to be unaware of Islam, right? But certainly maybe in the 17th, 18th century, it was very possible for entire communities of Christians to live out their existence in a decent way according to their religion without ever hearing about Islam. But God will judge those people.
But you know, to be honest, to be fair on them, they are not coming here standing and seeing a group of people here. I mean, most people, when they look at Islam, how many people behave like Muslims? Where is the Akhlaq of the Buddha? If I was a Christian, I'd say, Ya Allah, where were the Muslims that you have to show me? I didn't see anybody.
Can I interject here? Let me just build to this healthy discussion and argument that has been going on. Let me just make a few comments. Pehla to jahil ji manas hoye chhe jahil, as we know, out of two kinds. Arabic ni andar, they have been labeled as jahil qasir and jahil qasir. Jahil qasir is somebody who, who has no recourse to any sources to love. Tropical island, no Beethoven, no communication, no books, no internet, no language, kind of, right? So he never hears of it, but yet he is a good practicing whatever culture or religion has been brought up in. And that person will be treated entirely differently. Okay, he is a jahil al-qasr, that means he had nothing available or accessible to him to learn the truth. So the other thing, which is jahil al-qasr, which means somebody who has access to knowledge, be it books, be it internet, be it whatever it is nowadays, yeah, whatever methodology is used. And that person is responsible for his own shortcomings. Ki e jaan shamate na lindo when it was readily available, right? Or when he had been hinted at, hints mila tha, he knew about the Quran, he knew about the Muslims, yet he did not bother, or like you say, he will say, you know, whatever arguments you bring, I will never sabkat, yeah. That is muqassar. Now, muqassar is answerable. And this concept of jahil jachay, you know, throughout the spectrum, whether it is in other religions outside or inside religion, jitna fiqh ke andar jara masaila hai je tere jahil qasir ho che jahil muqassir ho che koi ho hoye che ke jene koi rite khabar na hoye ke kyo masail che ke itna sikure koi ho hoye che ke books chopri ulama bada hoye pa koi sikhe nahi, right? So there are two different kinds of jahil. Number one. Secondly, to dwell into a Christian's perspective or a Jew's perspective of Islam and relationship vis-a-vis Muslims on the Day of Judgment, how will Allah judge them, is something we can only theorize. Say, nobody can for sure say. I have read and I have heard from scholars that every time a person asks this kind of question to a scholar, right, and this is, I'm talking of experience in Iran. Every time a person who asks such a question, right, the scholar will only reply without going into details, because these need detailed philosophical discussions, theoretical, theological, but right. Scholars would say, okay, look, why don't you adopt an attitude and a policy of studying the verse in a manner that applies to you? Mara su kam chhe. I cannot take the gaji jan oli ayat ho tari tine ya ayyul ladina amanu ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa qudu allati wa qudu nas wal hijar ayat chhe surat al-baqarah ma chhe ku yuhu lim right ku anfusakum wa ahlikum save yourselves and your family members nara allati wa qudu nas wal hijar from a fire the fuel of which is from people and stones. Right? This is a verse in the Holy Quran. When this verse was revealed, Ibn Abbas, you know Ibn Abbas? Ibn Abbas is the cousin of the Holy Prophet, who is probably the first commentators of the Holy Quran. Right? He wept so much outside the house of the Holy Prophet. He wept so much, his tears rolled down, wetting the rocks around him. The stones and the pebbles around the house. Imam Ali al-Islam came out and looked at him and said, why are you crying at Abbas? He said, look, I am just trying to come to terms on how to save myself from the fire of hell. And suddenly I am met with this order telling me save myself and my family. I haven't even got terms to how to save myself from the fire of hell. Now I have been given the added responsibility of saving myself and my family. That is the way they understood it at that time. Right? I'm not saying that we don't have to logically try and understand or you know, theoretically try to speculate sometimes. What is the system? Can we understand the system? We will never be able to understand the system. We can't understand the system even for ourselves. Right? So, far about your Christian origin. And I have always adopted that attitude. That's why you might find me sort of evading certain issues. But the reason is, if we dwell on what is going to happen to a Christian, or what is going to happen to a Jew, right? We are going to spend so much time trying to understand how Allah's system of justice works for non-Muslims. What about us? Are we so sure about ourselves? I mean, this is just a shift of focus. I'm not trying to discourage you from asking such questions or from discussing such things. I'm just saying that with the limited time we have, with the limited knowledge we have to understand the areas where we are supposed to pay attention to, prioritize. Okay, this is applicable to us. Right? This is also not a ploy to evade questions where I don't know answers, where I don't know, I will tell you, I don't know. But you not here to lose anything. But practical reasons. Okay, we have so little time to learn so much, right? That priority wise, we talk about ourselves. Find out, where are we standing? And then take it forward. But she, we can think about Christian. When we get to that stage, I say, okay, Christian, yeah, I'm person, I'm person. I know, we are living in a world where we are in constant contact with Christians and Jews. Constant, right? We are living in a world where our teachers and tutors are all Christians and Jews. So we have to face them all the time. But we are not appointed missionaries. We are not missionaries appointed by anyone. And if you feel, right, I am of the very strong belief, if you don't agree, let's argue about that. I am of the very strong belief that I am not an appointed messenger, but me and conveying the message of Allah is my duty only after I am sure that I have understood this message. If I have not understood this message, I am not here to make everybody a Muslim. Mare khuda kahe risala na diya, risala hai kuch. Mari jawabdari chhe pehla. First and foremost, is to make myself a Muslim. Secondly, my family. If I spend my life doing that, only khalas. For whom any dhyan na rakhu, not my family, not myself, ne hu jaun ke mari pas aaye jew client chhe ne hai, ene musalman kitna banao me, ye aani samjhe ne, na ghare khawa jaun par se ne. Where is the priority? Nirok maya chalo, Justice Madan Noor. Justice Madan. The Hindu was the chief justice of India. He's died, right? This man attended a wedding ceremony in Nehru. When he came to the wedding ceremony, but Nehru might remember the Imam Bara, he entered inside the Imam Bara with shoes on. And the next day there was a furor. Hey, how can you allow justice with a suit? Comes to our hall, he's got to take his shoes. And the people who had invited said, can you see how low people get? So, I would urge when we want to discuss it, let's focus. Keep ourselves focused. That is so much to learn. How so are you?
No, sir, the fish cars I were wearing on me issues, can you?
She's yeah,
Diana came here, she wore a scarf.
Yeah. Right. Quite curious, who probably knows better. Or there might come a time after 10 years when we are better equipped to be able to discuss that with authority and say, this is where we can say the Christians go this way, the Muslims go this way.
I think one also thing that we're forgetting is there are so many variables. Depending on the person's intention, only Allah knows. We can't make a judgment because there is no one judgment.
The last part of the verse is very interesting. They end with something about Allah. Verily Allah sees all you do, verily Allah knows what you do, in different verses.
આમાં જે છે ને ઇન્ટરેસ્ટિંગ તસવીર પણ છે કે વેનેવર જઝાની વાત આવે છે
રિવોર્ડ ઓર સેક્રિફાઈસ ધ મેન મેક્સ ઇન ધ પાથ ઓફ અલ્લાહ અલ્લાહ ઓલવેઝ એડ ધીસ ક્વોલિફાઈંગ સ્ટેટમેન્ટ કે યાદ
રાખજો
કે તમારી નિયતિ જાણે છે
ઓકે
like in that ayat with lan tanalu birra hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun it ends with Allah knows what you do
how does it end it's the first one of surah
first verse of fourth surah
if you look at that ending first verse of the fourth surah
وما تنفقوا من شيء فان الله به عليم
عليم yeah so basically it's interesting that you know you do all this good stuff and then after the point you're looking for it you have a look at it but that time God tells you know you didn't do it really not for me I've done it for prestige or riya of some sort you know for the people and all that that's why you don't see it because I was watching you while you were doing it and I knew what you were doing so now it's not here because you never did it for me go find it where
you did it for
whom you did it for tere wale kya tara kulo and then that thanks and shukr bade wale bolegi right so that's very interesting here our verses but God always ends like this
وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله whatever you present for yourself from the good deeds find it from Allah
you will find it with Allah
with Allah
when you get there but Allah watches what you do as well every time your niyat tamaro hoy with another verse that says ki ame tamara mate kare chhe pan we don't want your thanks we don't want your reward from you as well like your dahar we did this for only God
aur kaun kaam wala pehli miskin hai thi na
Allah
ne mujhe zameen ko jaza humara
bola
shukr
ayat ma 111 mazi unke se hatu
burhanakum kul hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqin
appa pote etla prepare hoye algo ne
તમારી દલીલ આપો એ સામે ફરીને કહે કે તમે મુસલમાન તમે કહો છો તમે જન્નત માં જશો તમારી દલીલ આપો તો શું
આપણે એટલા તૈયાર હોવા
એની અંદર એ જમાના પૈગંબર જમાના ઇટ વોઝ ધ હોલી કુરાન Thank you. Belief in Allah was something that was a constant, mutual. Christians, Jews, Muslims, all used to believe in one God. It was the belief in the Prophet, right? That the belief in the Prophet, his miracle was the Quran. And they could not pick holes in the Quran. Quran is jitla ina shayfa, right? They could not pick holes. So the Quran became an established proof of the Muslims that we are on the right path. And in the past, the Muslims said that the Quran is the same. If we do this and this, we will go to Jannah. The Quran being a very clear, evident proof of the messengership, the message of the Prophet. It was becoming an established basis. તમે જો મુસલમાનો ની વિરુદ્ધ જ્યુઝ લોકો જેટલા બધા ફોલ્ટ્સ પિક કર્યા છે કે આમ કેમ થાય છે કે કુલ્લો આમ હતું ને આમ આવ્યો લડાઈમાં કેમ હારી ગયા આ પૈગંબર કેમ આવી રીતના ચાલે છે ને કેમ મલક ના આવ્યો મલાઈક ના આવ્યો આસમાનમાંથી આ બધું પિક કર્યા ક્યાંય તમને નહીં મળે કે આ કુરાન ખોટું છે કે આ કુરાનમાં કેમ આમ લખેલ છે કે આ કુરાન કેમ અરબિક ભાષામાં છે કે આ કુરાન કેમ ક્યાંય નહીં મળે કારણ કે તે કુડન્ટ પિક ફોલ્ટ્સ So that was the basis. Quran ni andar to chok lagu
chhe. Chok lagu chhe pan. Aapne pote ani andar well.
Haji samajh jana
to chhe. Achhe.
Aata ke udhe ma bija ata jata ho. Devo isu se ke ke a they themselves had lost their way a little bit. They used to start worshiping idols. You know, they were saying, the Jews And they were saying, yeah, pagans are better than the Muslims. They guys, I'm not sure, I'm a little Bashir man. I saw the Nisa man, do you mind?
Saw the Nisa man? Saw the Nisa man?
보면 설교 인상 없이 어디 원하에 대마 이제
설교 인상 51.
소발 주.
이제 ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يؤمنون بالجبت والطاغوت ويقولون للذين كفروا هؤلاء أهدى من الذين آمنوا سبيلا. الجبت والطاغوت كيف نترجم هذا؟ break and play.
Idol and Satan.
Idol and
Satan.
Jibt magic.
Idol. 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 Idol.
Idol.
Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol.
Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol. Idol.
Yeah, but this sounds like almost like proper nouns, okay? The way it has been put. Jibat, who kind of? Al-Jibt.
Al-Jibti.
Al-Jibt.
What? Al-Tawud.
Tawud is a person.
Tawud
is a person.
These are the names of two idols, the Quraysh worship.
Ladina amanu bit Tawud. That is, I don't know what it is. Tawud is referring to a person. Taga. Taga.
Rebel.
The other point about talking about Christians and Jews, it comes up on verse number 113. કે જ્યારે યહૂદી લોકો કહે છે કે આ ક્રિશ્ચિયન બરાબર નથી, ક્રિશ્ચિયન લોકો કહે છે કે યહૂદી બરાબર નથી, રાઈટ? ખુદા કહે છે કે તમે એ લોકોની યાદ નહીં કરો, ખુદા એ લોકો છે, હી વિલ સોર્ટ ધેમ આઉટ, રાઈટ? અલ્લાહુ યહકમુ બૈનહુમ ફીમા યખ્તલિફ. આપણે એ લોકો વચ્ચે વી નો વેર વી ડિફર. We differ in the fact that after Musa and after Isa al-Islam, they have not taken what Allah has revealed. We have. Right. They have not. They have decided not to. They have chosen not to. We have carried on. That is where we know, okay, we have decided on the difference between them. This is where I'm coming from, what I was saying. Let's think about our things first. What is applicable to us, more importantly, than about them. Right, any questions? You know this masjid, masjid eh? Zirar, ne? Huh? The next one. Right, the next verses which will start next week, inshallah. Next week class, take another.
It's Easter Monday, right?
Easter Monday, for Easter Monday.
No, that's Monday.
That's Monday.
That's
Monday.
That's Tuesday daytime, ne?
Tuesday daytime, because last night namaz is more than that.
So it's Tuesday daytime, I think,
right?
Yeah.
Tuesday
night.
Majar is
Namaz,
10th day of
8th year.
It's on the Tuesday.
Yeah?
Monday.
So Monday
is
the
Tuesday,
but the
Majlis
is on the Monday. Monday 24th is here, yeah?
Yeah,
Easter Monday. 19th, yeah. 24th, yeah.
24th? No, it's Easter Monday, but people will be back, right?
How
many people are going
somewhere?
They'll be back there.
When is
the ocean? I don't know. Even if he goes somewhere, he'll be back.